The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Music there. Local artist Will Thompson. The song's called Tonight.
You know, I would love to be able to talk to Will about that song. Is there any way you can make that happen, Scott?
You know, I think there can't. I think there is. Hold on just a second. Just a second. Let's see here.
Let's see if you can find the right button to push over there.
There's a some sort of button here, I think, that will...
the Will button?
How about this one?
Doodle-doo.
There you go. We have applause, and suddenly there Will Thompson appears.
Where am I? What happened?
That's what I need is the Scooby-Doo. We have in the studio Will Thompson.
Yes.
Good morning, Will Thompson.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
I'm doing good.
Wonderful.
And you have guests with you.
I do have Leslie Perdue with me. Say hey.
Hi.
Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning. Good
and
morning.
Mr. Steve Nagy over
good
here.
Morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
And we had you in here, I don't know, it's been... not quite a year ago.
Yeah.
We were talking about CMT and your involvement with bringing with the Courtney Cole concert.
Yes.
That was here.
Yeah.
And that actually he was our first artist,
the first band we ever really,
really
brought
in
here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is ironic because we're about to make some little hoping to make a few changes in here, so you'll be the last.
Yep.
In this particular setup.
In this setup, yeah. We are working diligently right now on creating a live performance space attached to Studio A here. So we will again try to feature live groups every on Friday mornings.
That's gonna be so cool.
And speaking of live stuff, you guys are performing live someplace. Soon, right?
We are tonight at 6:30 p.m. We have a backstage pass at the Marina Civic Center. The series that they're doing there, we're honored to be a part. It's actually the Ghetto Palace's night tonight, and so they've asked us to come, and it's not just going to be myself. It's kind of a community of people because that's what they bring. You know, they're very much involved in the community and bringing Music Matters downtown. And they have jams at their house, open mic nights. And so we've got a lot of people involved tonight. And
who all is going to be there tonight?
Yes. So you've got myself. You've got Lindsay Thompson will be performing. You have Leslie Perdue. You'll hear her in a minute. A singer-songwriter from Santa Rosa Beach. His name's Tim Jackson. He's going to be performing with us. Then we've got all kind of musicians. Steve Nagy, Wesley Best, Larry Couch, Garrett Youngblood, Dave Capps, Mac Perdue. Who else?
Ashley Feller.
I know a lot of those people.
Yeah, I do too.
I had some as students.
Really?
Garrett Youngblood, man, he can saw on that fiddle now.
He can do it. He's going to be doing it tonight with
good.
Some bluegrass stuff.
Yeah.
And then we've got
Xander
Wyatt, flew down a buddy of mine from Nashville, Tennessee, who's going to be playing, an awesome player. And so he'll be playing mandolin and electric guitar for us tonight. And it's everything. It's everything from bluegrass to singer-songwriter to indie-type music to country to southern rock and something I like to call funk. So it's...
it's funky.
It's functory.
Functory.
So it's funk with
country.
Country
funk. Okay,
yes.
Well, that's a new one.
It is a new one.
Okay.
At least I won't be rapping.
Well, yeah, we've already established you can't do that.
Yeah, and thank you for that. Yes.
Absolutely.
I've never been a big fan of any form of country music and rap coming together.
No.
You know,
no.
It's... I don't think it's a good way to go. So, Will, for our listeners who've never heard you before, you're a local guy.
I am.
And where'd you get your music start? What was your music story?
Well, I didn't have a choice. Both of my parents are retired music teachers
from
Bay
sorry.
County.
Yep.
Oh, dear.
I know. That's it.
Wow.
I really started, you know, just picking up instruments around the house. They'd have tons of band instruments around the house, and I'd just, hey, what's this? And I'd start playing it and hacking my way through it and creating music. And so they like, okay, we're going to give this guy some piano lessons at a young age. And so that's what I did. And then I would spend summers out with my uncle in L.A. He's been a professional trumpet player for 50 years, playing with Michael Jackson and Quincy Jones and Frank Sinatra, Elvis. I mean, you name it. He's played for Earth, Wind, Fire. He's the horn parts on all of that. And so... I got spoiled going over to his house and his place in L.A. in the summers, and he'd take me to gigs and just shut up, carry my trumpet case. You're going to be my little roadie. And they'd sit me in the recording room, and I just fell in love with it. So that's how it kind of all started.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Well, you have a song for us?
We do.
What do you got?
Well, we're going to show off Miss Leslie Perdue on this one. This is called Mile on the Moon. What's that?
I said I hope it shows off. Oh, it's kind of early.
We have Will Thompson in the studio this morning. Go for it, man.
Set me free and watch me fall. Lose the feeling of it all. I wish the night would let me in. Back in. Change your mind. A dream we fell into the night. Darkness shines. We drove for miles on the moon. I'd go anywhere with you. If I ever wake up at the right time, if I ever wake up, I'll find a way.
The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. And this morning we have in the studio Will Thompson. And he's brought with us a couple of folks from his band. This isn't the complete group, is it?
Not by any means.
Okay, I didn't think so.
At one point we have 10 people on stage.
Oh, wow. Will you have everybody there at Backstage Pass tonight?
Scott, I think you're going to need a bigger radio station.
I think I am. Okay. We're going to come back and talk with y'all and get some more music going from Will Thompson. Right now we'll take a quick break. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. That's Will Thompson on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC and Won't Let Me Go. And before that, Country Enough for Me, both Will Thompson tunes. And we're fortunate to have Will Thompson himself in the studio this morning.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. Hello again.
And you're going to be at Backstage Pass tonight, right?
Yes, we are. We are going to be there at 6:30 p.m. And let's see what else we have.
Yeah, remember, this is it's sponsored by Bay Arts Alliance, and it's a fundraiser for them. And it's only $5. You go to the backstage door and you get to sit on stage, and there's a stage set up with the band,
right?
And They'll have beverages for sale and little snacks. And
it's very intimate setting. Very few places do you get to be that close to a performance like that. It's beautiful. John Sharp and his crew do a great job down there.
How many seats do they have for that?
Probably, what, 100 or so?
It's a big stage.
I'd say closer to 250.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. It's they've got tables, you know, that they've already been sold out. But then there's, you know, you can have seats or you're still right there, as you say, like very, very close
to
the stage.
It's very dramatic, too, because they light the fly rails behind you. So you have all these all this mysterious stage stuff behind the performance. It really looks great.
Right. It does.
Now, Will, you are you're not only are you singing vocals on this, you're also writing the songs.
I am also co-writing with a lot of people, my wife being one. Tim Jackson, who I mentioned tonight, is a big co-writer. You know, some different people. We're going to sing a song in a little bit with a guy named Jamie Kent. And I actually have had a publishing deal, and so you get all kind of people from everywhere coming down and writing with you.
Sure.
And you go up to Nashville and hook up with these guys, and it's always interesting because you can write a really, really great song or a really, really bad song. And
my songwriter friends tell me that the number of really bad songs outnumbers the really good songs usually.
I think it depends where you are. The more you write, yes, it's hard to find a good one. If you're a little more selective and take your time and picky, then you can at least be a little bit pickier and be proud of what you do. So,
sure.
I think it's just how fast you're going to write things.
So when did you write your first song?
First song was probably in high school. So
I remember those songs.
Yes, I actually exactly. I was in a. I'm not going to call it a boy band because it was before
it
the
was
boy,
a boy band.
Okay, but she can call it a boy band. But we loved harmonizing. There was four of us. Her son, Sean Perdue, being one of them. And we would, you know, we were the kind of guys that would go up to the mall and get in the hallway because the acoustics were killer. We would just find anywhere that had
reverb. Did you have the preppy clothing, the 80s, 90s preppy clothing? No beard, I'm assuming.
Somewhat. No, I don't think I could grow a beard until about 2 years ago. But, we had the, it was the alligator at the time.
Oh, they were R&B.
They were R&B-ish. So, but we were like listening to Boys to Men.
Boys to Men.
And yeah, we were going crazy on that kind of stuff. But that's about when we started writing our first tunes. Obviously, it sounded a lot different. And yes, there were some very bad songs during that time. We didn't know what we were doing.
Now, do you classify yourself as a country musician?
Right.
So was your first, when did you find that you liked writing and playing country?
Actually, it was pretty recent, within the last couple of years, because I would always write. I've written country music, you know, 8-10 years ago, and when I would demo it, they said that sounds really, really good when you do it country, and I enjoy it more than I do. And it comes easier for me,
sure,
in country. Although I like writing all the way across the board, from symphonic R&B to folk. Country just seems to flow out the easiest.
Do you have a artist or a country writer that you've always looked up to and admired or listened to a lot?
It changes. It changes from year to year. You know, it's kind of like a favorite artist. But, you know, Chris Stapleton is really changing the sound of country a little bit, going back to some of the more purist type of form, you know, and I appreciate that. I think he's a great songwriter. And, you know, the songwriter's a songwriter, so to me, you know, you can write across the, like I said, write across the board, and there's been some great songwriters, Daryl Worley and a couple of those guys that have just really done a great job.
It's 9:32. We've got to look at weather coming your way in a moment, but first you got another song for us.
Sure.
What do you got?
This is called Home Again. I co-wrote this with a guy named Jamie Kent, who is out there on the road touring with Huey Lewis and making some big waves. And this is on his album. And it talks about, you know, going off and being in the service and coming back and trying to make this place home again. So this is kind of goes out to all those people who have served.
Home again. That's Will Thompson in the studio live with us this morning. And you're going to be at Backstage Pass tonight.
Backstage Pass tonight.
6:30.
6:30 p.m. $5 at the door. Come on out.
The entire band.
This is only a small portion of the band, yes.
Is this the best part of the band?
Definitely.
Yeah, you got to say that.
I would say the best looking, but my wife is not here. So.
Yeah. And what's your wife do in the band?
She is an incredible vocalist, songwriter, and player. So she plays piano.
Okay.
Keys, as they call it now. Can't call it piano, but no. She
for Backstage Pass, they roll the big grand out there?
We had that option, but we knew that we wouldn't have room, so we're just doing a keyboard tonight.
Oh, man, I'd love the big grand. It's a nice piano.
It's a great piano.
I love that piano.
Yeah.
Will, stick around with us. You like Aerosmith?
Of course.
Okay, good. We're going to play some Aerosmith here in just a few minutes. We've got to look at your weather forecast. Our programming today, sponsored in part by a gift from Bill Cordell at Raymond James in Panama City. Bill's not just a certified financial planner, but also certified in long-term care and a retirement income certified professional. He's been in the financial business for 31 years, and if you'd like to discuss your finances, contact Bill at CordellWealthManagement.com. We have weather coming up, some music from Aerosmith, and we'll get some more music from Will Thompson here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Hey, this is Mike Thompson. I invite you to join me each week for Radio Cosmos. We're going to rip the labels off music you love so we can look inside and see what makes it tick. Because great songs have great stories.
Friday evening at 7.
Have you been putting your heart under too much pressure lately? Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and your heart can quit whenever it wants. But when it quits, you quit. Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or even death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Happy Friday to you. We're heading into the weekend, and it's going to be a very warm or hot and humid weekend. High temperatures today will probably be the warmest of the summer season. We could hit 96 degrees inland, a few spots closer to 100. But once you factor in the humidity, it's going to feel like 100 to 110 out there. At the coast and beaches, temperatures will be around 92. We will see a chance of scattered showers, thunderstorms, warm temperatures, and scattered showers for the weekend. For GC 90.7 FM and HDM News 13 meteorologist Anthony Peoples.
A blend of your favorite rock, pop, and country classics. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 FM WKGC.
On the Mix on 90.7 WKGC, that is Wham! And Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Janie's got a gun, Aerosmith, just before that. We have in the studio with us this morning, Will Thompson. Jason Hedden texted, wanted a little your musical roots.
This is wrong.
But you know what? If you sounded like that as a high school root, man, that would be...
We did that song.
Who didn't?
Yeah, you're right.
All guys who could sing or thought they could sing did in the Still of the Night.
Yeah, they brought it back to life.
Yeah, they did. And I don't even know where the Boys to Men are now. I guess they're grown men.
Well, no, they're doing commercials.
Are they?
I saw that.
Yeah,
saw
that was a cute, that's a cute commercial. Yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I don't watch TV anymore.
I think it's a Geico commercial, but they're doing
everybody. The Geico's got the best commercials.
Yeah, they do.
But so yeah, we played that a little bit there for you, Will.
Well, thank you.
You're going to be at Backstage Pass tonight, which is at the Civic Center, which is just a really cool event. To
if
be
you've
able
never
to,
been, go check it
exactly.
out.
Exactly. $5 gets you in. And
Five
you said there's
bucks.
A whole slew of folks there tonight.
There's a bunch of people. There'll be myself. There'll be Lindsay Thompson, Leslie Perdue singing, and Tim Jackson, singer-songwriter from Santa Rosa Beach, is going to be joining us, do a couple of his originals. And just tons of players from here. And we got a guitar player from Nashville. We even flew in for this. And so all kinds of people are going to be involved. Ghetto Palace is is kind of that their night, and we're going to represent them and Bay Arts Alliance. So, yeah, we're just happy to be doing it.
Well, I think sometimes folks don't recognize the amount of musical opportunities, artistic opportunities there are around in this area and their quality. And you mentioned the Ghetto Palace.
Absolutely.
And our listeners might be going, what in the world is the Ghetto Palace?
Right.
Tell us what your take on the Ghetto Palace is.
Well, Crook and Victoria Stewart are major players as far as getting music in this community heard and people promoting people, music, and they have their home is upstairs. They've actually got a stage downstairs where it's set up where people can come in and listen, and it's open mic night, so any musician is welcome. They come, they sign their name on the list and go perform original or a cover, but they prefer, you know, you come in and try to songwrite and do an original, and people have grown to love it here.
And they take all styles of music, really.
All styles.
And Crook himself is a great musician. He's travels with a little group called Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Who are they?
I have used Crook as a drummer, and he is a really good drummer and a great session drummer. I don't know that I've ever worked with him live, but in studio he is very good.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before, about Music Matters here in Panama City. And like you said, they're the big movers and shakers behind that. And I think it has done a great job to help turn around downtown Panama City and give an opportunity for our local musicians to perform and help out the local restaurants and businesses as well.
Absolutely.
Do you perform outside any of those, sort of the panhandling musician like we see downtown? Do you ever do that?
I don't do that much. Usually I'll try to do a bigger show.
Sure.
It's more sporadic. It's over kind of like maybe a quarter, you know, of the months. And so I'll try to do something like we just did the Martin Theater recently, and looking for some other venues to do, so bigger shows. But I definitely go and support it. I'll go, you know, because now it's not just Wednesday nights. They're playing on Thursdays. They're playing on Fridays. So I try to get out as much as I can and go support the local musicians.
Very good. You have another tune for us before we're coming up on 10 o'clock, and you got one more to send us out on?
Yes, we did this last time, I believe, but this is about Panama City. And we got tired of all these other country artists coming in and singing about Panama City. It's like, come on, what do you know about Panama City?
That's right.
If you don't know about Petticoat Junction, then don't be singing about Panama City. Okay? And so anyway, this is about Panama City. Here we go. I can remember sitting in sand, staring at you, watching our band as heaven on earth as the southern sun goes down. You told me you loved me, but something was wrong. Your body language told it all. The tear in your eye had barely hit the ground. Then you told me you were leaving. And then you turned and walked away. Well, it's a cold day down in Panama City. Since you left town, girl, it ain't been pretty now. There's a cold wind blowing in July. Well, it's your sweet waves and your sunshine smile. Getting over you's gonna take a while. My heart can't take another fall. It's a cold, cold day in good old Panama. Everybody remember this one? Here we go. We're cruising around on Thomas Drive. Always something to remember you by. There's the place where you first caught my eye. Now the temperature's rising, 102. The colder each second away from you. Just one touch can light me up again, yeah.
Instead, you told me you were leaving. Why did you turn and walk away? Well, it's a cold day down in Panama City. Since you left town, girl, it ain't been pretty now. There's a cold wind blowing in July. Well, it's your sweet waves and your sunshine smile. Getting over you's gonna take a while. My heart can't take another fall. It's a cold, cold day in good old Panama. You said that we would be forever. I guess forever's not that long. It's a cold day down in Panama City. Since you left town, girl, it ain't been pretty now. There's a cold wind blowing in July. Well, it's your sweet waves and your sunshine smile. Getting over you's gonna take a while. And my heart can't take another fall. It's a cold, cold day. Another cold, cold day. Good old Panama. Yeah, yeah.
Will Thompson in the studio with us this morning on The Mix. And
sir.
We're glad to have you with us. You'll be at Backstage Pass tonight, 6:30, $5 to get in at the Marina Civic Center. You go out on stage. Which is really pretty cool.
That's going right. The side door.
That's
going
right.
North door.
That's right. Mm-hmm. North door.
North door.
You get the backstage. I mean, it's just
you
like
get to go in
backstage.
Yeah, you get to see what the backstage looks like.
That's which right. is
pretty
it's
interesting.
Huge.
It's huge and
it's very huge.
Very interesting too.
Will, yeah. Thank you for coming in. Thank you guys for joining us. And you're welcome back anytime.
All right.
We'd love to have you back in. And any time you got new music and you want to test it out, we'll be your audience.
Another shameless plug.
Shameless plug
us. We like those.
You like those? August 31st at Miss Newbies, of all places.
Wow.
I will be doing something called the Pepsi Southern Original. So I'm a finalist, and we'll be performing with a couple other finalists from last year and this year. And the winner will open up for Luke Bryant at the Pepsi Jam. Gulf Coast Jam. So, if anybody is available and wants to come out, support, 7 p.m., August 31st at Miss Newbies.
Very cool.
Stay away from the hunch.
Will Thompson in the studio. We're going to close it out with one of your songs called Turn It Up. Thanks for being a part of the show today. We got more music on The Mix coming your way here on 90.7 WKGC.